With this type of offense, I don't think you need tons of carries to get a lot of yards rushing. We're going to be moving so fast at a high pace where you don't give a defense enough time to kind of set their defense. You know, they don't get their correct calls. So, I mean, sometimes you might get guys on the line, maybe missing assignments, you know, from due to not getting the right calls. So, you know, all this offense, all you need is a crease. You know, in the backs we have, we can hit it, we can get going. So, look forward to a big game.
Have you already noticed some defenses getting tired?
For sure, yeah. And we haven't even played that many snaps. So, I'm looking forward to seeing the whole game of the guys just from the first half and kind of seeing the difference in the second half.
On the read options, do you know if you're getting the ball or is it like, is it all up to Mike?
It's always up to Mike, whether he gives the ball or keeps it. But I know the same read, you know, so I can kind of see in the corner of my eye if I'm getting the ball or not. You know, but sometimes without a doubt, Mike just might give it to me. So that's a good thing to have a quarterback that trusts you.
The skirmish between Riley and Kerry Williams.
I didn't see it.
It kind of brings up the conversation, though. I mean, how do you feel like Riley's kind of reassimilated with the team?
I think it's definitely a difference. In the beginning, when a situation and the whole incident happened, a lot of guys were different to him, you know, and they didn't really speak to him, and they didn't know how to take it. But now, it seems like normal again. He's interacting with every guy, the offense, defense, myself. You know, I made some comments about Riley. And then actually now, you know, I kind of focus in on the old Riley that I knew before the incident. And that's where I kind of get the satisfaction of, you know, he's a good guy. You know, so there's no difference between me and him and other guys. So today, I guess, I'm not sure what happened. If it was, I don't know, if it was DeSean Jackson and they got into the issue, you know, you would just say probably because the guys were just, you know, competing and going at it. So I don't think it's because of the things that Riley said that's why them guys got into it.
I guess it's just that they're hoping the spotlight, right? I mean, probably for the season.
Yeah, exactly.
If he mixes it up mm-hmm. with somebody else.
Anytime it's something extra on the field, if it's a kind of a fight on the field from Riley and another teammate or another opponent, that's the first thing that's going to come up, especially if the guy's black. So.
And the other 31 teams don't know him the way you guys do. So, well, probably if trash talk, whatever's going on, do you expect him to try to be provoked out there?
I think for sure a lot of guys are going to try to do dirty things to him. Obviously, they're going to say things to get under his skin. And for one, you know, they're opponents, so they're going to try to do anything to get the advantage. And two, I think maybe some of the words that he did say offended a lot of guys, you know. So we definitely have his back. And we're not blind to the fact that what's going on. So, sure, a couple guys are going to take their shots at him. I mean, even the preseason, guys said different things, small things. So, I mean, it's got to be open with it and understand that that's the kind of the consequence that goes along with that. Because, like you said, the other teams, they don't really know Riley like we do. So, we just got to deal with it. We'll be all right. It's a football game. I mean, okay.
Speaking of the game, are you looking forward to having a whole game, you know, with the whole first unit out there, you know, playing the whole game, not like in the preseason? And what kind of rhythm do you think you guys are going to be in when you get down there and get going as a first unit playing the whole game?
Well, the best thing is that from the offense standpoint, and everybody's healthy. You know, we know who the quarterback is. We got a starter at the quarterback. Everybody's healthy. And we're ready to roll. We've been practicing small things with the preseason games, kind of getting that the flow of things, the fast tempo pace offense. Now to put everything in one, with offense, defense, special teams, just get this thing going. It's a division game, and it's also the first game. So we're definitely excited. And it's Coach Kelly's first professional NFL game. We'll make sure we do it the right way.
Do you feel like you guys are underestimated? I mean, you look at different prognostications, and also, you know, I mean, there's some people that don't think you're going to win 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
So do you feel like maybe you guys are being overlooked a little bit?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That's fair to say. I think just the previous years we had, they weren't too good at all. And then our new coach coming in, he's a college coach, and it's his first year. They're not sure how we're going to do. So that's fine. We can take that. Because all we need is everybody on offense and the defense and special teams just believe. And that's what we're doing. So it's not wrong being an underdog.
You know, so what's a good for having three games in 11 days,
mm-hmm.
have people, they don't know really what you guys are going to do, the extent of what it is offensively. Can that be an advantage for you guys?
I think so. It's always an advantage when the opponent doesn't know anything about your offense, only on what they heard. They hear that it's a fast pace. You know, in the preseason, they've seen a little bit. But, I mean, everybody knows you don't show everything in the preseason. So, I think it'll definitely be a surprise and an advantage because they don't know. Everybody's wondering what the Philadelphia Eagles look like, how they're going to be, what they're going to do, how's Michael Vick, how's the new coach. Nobody knows. We know. So, we'll find out.
So, what's a good year for you? What do you consider?
For myself? Even my, I think my best year here, we still wasn't a winning team. You know, so you got to start with that. I want us as a team to win. You know, we definitely need to get in the playoffs. And I don't want to say Super Bowl, I want to say playoffs, because in the playoffs, it gives you a chance and anything can happen. And for myself, you know, I feel like I'm one of the best backs in this league. You know, just a year ago, I was an all-pro back, so I want to get back to that level. And that's really it. I can go.
Have numbers in
I mean, we can go with numbers. That's kind of personal. Okay. I got them thoughts in my head. It's a couple guys I want to chase. You know, so.
I like personal thoughts.
Yeah. Right.
How big of a difference is a healthy offensive line?
It's a big difference. So, you know, someone plays where you have to do extra cutbacks or make an extra guy miss. With a healthy offensive line, who you're familiar with, each week you kind of see the same type of blocks where you figure guys out. Where you know in the back of your mind, okay, well, I know he's capable of making that block. Where a new guy in there is like, all right, well, you know, he practiced pretty well. You know, hopefully he'll get it done. But when you know the guys are healthy and they can go, I mean, Jason Peters, you know, he's probably one of the best offensive linemen in the league, you know, hands down. You know, having him back, you can add on about 700 yards. So just small things like that. You know, Kelsey, just people understand, like, the quarterback in the center is like the general of the offense. You know, so he directs his troops to block whoever. You know, having him back is big. You know, so I look forward to having a big year, you know, as long as everybody's healthy.